see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white.
News Talk 580 WTCM, a wonderful world indeed here on the Crystal Frost Show, especially when we have Colleen Wares in the producer booth over there.
Here I am.
Here she is. And, of course, Bonnie Pintozzi, who kind of takes us all along this wonderful world every single Wednesday here with the Travel Authority and L Tour Company. And Bonnie, that's kind of your gig, is that you introduce our listeners to all of these opportunities, but you don't do it alone, do you?
No. We don't do it alone because there is a wonderful world, and there's a wonderful world of incredible opportunities to travel. So today we're going to travel along the rivers of the world.
This is always one of my favorite conversations to have with AMA Waterways.
Yes, most definitely, because AMA Waterways is an award-winning, I mean, it consecutively rates the highest of all the river cruises. And so instead of me just talking, let's bring on Elizabeth Yannis. She is manager of national accounts for AMA Waterways.
Yeah, Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. What a warm welcome. Thank you.
Well, yeah, it's great to have you here. I just want to say, first of all, that we love river cruising with AMA Waterways. You guys, you just have the most incredible story and the way that people are able to experience, I kind of call it sort of the back roads of some of these areas, you know? You're traveling to these areas through the rivers.
Absolutely, yes. So if you've never heard of river cruising, you definitely need to try it. It's a beautiful way of discovering the world, of traveling through countries, through the heart of countries, disembarking in the heart of countries. A lot of you out there already know about ocean cruising. River cruising is a bit different. There's a lot of pros for it. And those of you that love ocean cruising would definitely love river cruising. And we've seen a big flow of, there's a big conversion from, large ocean going, lovers to river cruising because of the wonderful perks, especially with AMA Waterways. We are a luxury river cruise brand. One of the main things that everyone loves is that, aside from our customer service, which we are absolutely known for, it's all inclusive. You get to cruise through Europe, disembark, you go on an excursion. It's included in the price of your cruise. You get to dine on board, and you don't have to take out your wallet for that. So that's one of the many perks that you have while you river cruise.
Well, Elizabeth, one of the things that we hear all the time, as we hear many things about AMA, because we definitely are a huge supporter in our company of AMA Waterways, is the fact that it is also inclusive, but it's so immersive. And so the opportunity to go through those enchanting places in the world that we see in history books, but now we're living that history. You know, we can see the past, but we also see the future. And with AMA Waterways, you're always inventive. And for instance, I was looking at something the other day, and it's the launch of the AMA Magna. Okay.
Yes.
Now, here's
That's
a little secret about this one. It's Europe's most decked out new river cruise ship set sail. Oh, let's talk about that.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about it. We at AMA are very excited about the AMA Magna. It is our pride and joy. If you know a little bit about our company and our family, is that we paved the way in river cruising, and this is a very, very unique ship because it is 72 feet wide, and normally river cruise ships are 38 feet wide. That's the norm within the river cruise industry. So we are paving the way in having the largest river cruise vessel in Europe. The AMA Magna was christened last month, so it's sailing sail actually earlier this month, so it's first full month sailing, and we're very excited to have passengers on board. It has a maximum of 196 passengers on board, so it still has that very comforting, not so large, but large enough where there's multiple dining venues now. There's four dining venues. It has Jimmy's Restaurant, which is a family style, more laid back type of atmosphere. It has an al fresco dining area where you get to sit outside and as we sail through the heart of Europe and see the beautiful monuments all around you, the beautiful picturesque hills, you get to have a delicious meal outside. We also have the main dining room where you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's at your own seating. You can sit anywhere you'd like. And lastly, we have the chef's restaurant, which is more of an upscale type of unique experience where the chef prepares dinner in front of everyone.
You know, Elizabeth, we have a lot of listeners to this show that have cruised with Alma Waterways, and I can think about some of their thoughts right now that are saying, well, how can you get through the canals? Yeah. How can you do a lot of the things? But you're not going to not give them those opportunities of the Danube and all the other wonderful rivers. It's just giving them also something new experience. It's extra space on a river cruise. It's amazing.
Yes, absolutely. And Damba Magnus sails through the Lower Danube, through Bulgaria and Romania. Those are the areas that it mainly sells. But when you experience the Alma Magna, when you sail through those countries, you really, on board the Alma Magna, it's a different experience because you get a touch of river cruising in a type of larger scale on a bigger ship with more amenities. It also has a cinema. It has a Zen studio where you can do classes. We have a wellness instructor on board, and you can do like yoga. We have spin bikes that are facing the river, so you can do your spin as you watch, you know, as we sail. It's very, very beautiful. We also have a mani and pedi spot. We have a spa. So it's definitely an experience for its own when you sail on the Alma Magna. The Danube is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful river, and those that haven't sailed on a river yet have the Danube to experience as an intro to river cruising, as well as the Rhine. Those are the most popular rivers when river cruising, and it's very exciting.
And you also have the two other new ships that were for 2019, right? Or 2019, yeah.
Yes, we have. So 2019 has been a big, big year for Alma Waterways. So not only did we shake up the river cruise industry by creating this larger ship, which we're very excited about, as you can hear, but we also christened two additional ships. So we have a total of three ships debuting this year, something that we've never done before. We usually introduce one or two max, definitely not three. So it's something that something new that we've done. But the first ship that we christened was the Amadeiro in Portugal. Mm-hmm. And we had such a high demand because Portugal is just a beautiful, beautiful place. And we had such a high demand. And keeping up with demand, we had to create another ship. So we christened the Amadeiro in April. So that was our first ship of the year. And then it was Alma Magna this month, and then this coming month in June, which, you know, we're practically there already, we have another ship coming, and that's going to be the Alma Mora, and that's going to be on the Rhine. So as you can see, the trend here the in Portugal on the Douro River, in on the Rhine, the Alma Mora, and on the Danube, the Alma Magna, there's a high demand for these regions. So with that being, we create new ships. You know, we hear our passengers, our family, and we definitely want to deliver.
Now, you know, I have to say, Elizabeth, that's quite impressive to have that many ships coming in just a short period of time, and clearly that means you're doing something right. But I also want to point out, too, that you've been doing this with Alma Waterways. You have been doing this for a long time. And the quality is always the number one focus for you at Alma Waterways. It's not just let's build as many as we can and fill them up. You want to make sure that your guests are having the same quality experience time after time.
Absolutely. That's our main focus. We always want to make sure that we keep the quality of the standard quality that we always offer to each passenger, every single guest that comes through our ships. We want to make sure that we deliver the best service because that's what we're known for. And we absolutely love to bring that forward with every single ship that we have.
Well, Elizabeth, what's really fun is because I see another one of your news briefs here, and with all these ships that won't be difficult to fill, but, you know, it's always good. You're going to launch your first ever TV advertising campaign, which is going to be a little bit different than a normal campaign, correct?
Yes, we are so, so excited about this as well. Again, this year has been a huge year for us. And with so many things happening, we keep growing and there's so many changes in the river cruise industry and with Alma Waterways. We've decided to, we have a brand new CMO with Alma Waterways that's kind of making sure that we have more brand recognition. And with that, we've launched a first ever TV advertising campaign. And so we are now on television, which is wonderful. You might see us depending on where you live. So at the moment, it's a national TV ad, and it's just for branding purposes because for us in the past, we've never really tapped into TV ads and big advertisement, and this is something new that we're doing, and it's to create more brand awareness to make sure that everyone knows who Alma Waterways is. So we started off with a series of commercials that are going to air in New York, Los Angeles, and Miami. And then from there on, we're going to keep spreading and spreading.
Well, the word gets spread around also by your repeat cruisers. And you have a great loyalty appreciation this month. So let's talk about that because that's what happens. And building new ships and everything, like Crystal said, it's not because you just want to feel, you want the experiences. Well, your loyal past cruisers are always going on the new ships, the new itineraries and
yes.
everything. But you have a great loyalty appreciation month going on for them, don't you?
Yes, we do. So this coming November, it's a big November. We just unveiled it recently about 2 weeks ago, and we're very excited about it. So we love our family. We love, and when we say family, we love everyone that comes on board, all of the passengers that come on board and get to experience our product and get to be part of the AMA family. So what we are doing is that we're creating, November is going to be the loyalty appreciation month for past cruisers. So what we're doing is that we're going to give a lot of goodies away, and we're still kind of in the works of exactly what, confirming what we're going to be giving to our past passengers. But some of the things that we're going to include, options that we're giving them is a free round trip air or 2-for-1 business class on select dates that we're offering in November for our past passengers, or we're going to give them $1,000 off per person plus past guest savings or reduced single supplement if they are cruising by themselves. And depending also on the sailings, and we're gonna give them $1,500 off per stateroom. So we're giving a lot of really great perks here to make sure that we keep that Alma love, Alma family going, and we treat our past passengers right because they're the reason why we're here today.
Well, that loyalty really goes far, and the holiday cruises, too. I'm going to talk about that because I know that when we include, and you're looking at the Christmas markets on the Rhine, too, for some of this. Where do holiday cruises go? Where do they sail, and are there, you know, like offers like this as well?
Yes, we have many, many holiday cruises with some wonderful promotions right now, and they sail through the heart of Europe. So you can do a variety of different types of Christmas markets. For example, the iconic Christmas market sails through 4 countries, Hungary, Austria, Germany, and Czech Republic, which is a wonderful itinerary. I recently did Christmas markets on the Rhine, which was absolutely amazing. I ate delicious, not just on board, but in the Christmas markets because you go and you have your bratwurst and you have your Glutenwein, and it's just delicious. And that's when I felt I've been to Europe many times now, and I've always loved every single season, but the holiday markets were truly special. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I absolutely loved was that I really got to be with locals like never before. You saw families, kids, and all the beautiful traditions that they have going on, the music, the food, the decorations, the atmosphere was just unbelievable. So for me, that has been truly one of the highlights, aside from one of my favorite other cruises, which we can definitely talk about next, the Mekong.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the Christmas market on the Rhine, which sells through the Netherlands, Germany, France, and Switzerland. So as you can see, when you river cruise, you don't just get to see one country. You unpack one time, and you get to sell through different countries, three to four, five, depending on the itinerary, countries at a time.
Well, let's talk about the Mekong ones. I mean, that is a very unique sailing, definitely. And I know you love it, so let's put a little spin on that one and tell our listeners, what is that? Where do we go?
Where are we going there?
Yeah, so the Mekong is in Southeast Asia, and depending on the route that you take, it can start off in Cambodia and in Vietnam, or start in Vietnam and then in Cambodia. And it's truly, it's so different than any other itinerary that I've done in the past. It's absolutely beautiful. When you talk about culture, you really immerse yourself in the culture from the moment that you step out of the airport, and you just continue this amazing journey through the Mekong River, whether you start in Siem Reap and you get to see the beautiful temples, or you start in Ho Chi Minh City and get to see the hustle and bustle of Vietnam. One of my favorite moments was just walking to my hotel as I'm going to the ship, and seeing just a cow walk by with like a kid on top of it. And it was just something so different that I've never seen here in the U.S. And I absolutely loved it. Just seeing the different markets, the different types of foods, and the people are just so sweet. It's a different world. It's absolutely beautiful. And one of the beautiful perks that I loved was that everything was just at your disposal. You just wanted a fruit, and there they are giving you fruit everywhere you go. It's definitely a bucket list type of cruise and experience in general.
Well, speaking of cruises, I have to mention two of the ones that we're doing. And if you've listened to the show, you know we talk about Alma Waterways a lot. We talk about the groups that we've done, and we've had really great successful groups. And let's put it this way, you do not have to be a part of this particular group. We're selling into some group space here. But we are doing the Colors of Provence. So that is October 24th through 31st, 2019. And I do believe we still have some space left, which is unusual. But, you know, we know Carlin Blue and Patty West really well, and they do extremely well when we're talking about putting some of these groups together. And then the other one that we are doing is exciting, too. This is in June 11th through the 18th, okay, next year. And it's going to be the Rhine and Moselle Splendors. So we talk about the Rhine. We talk about these incredible itineraries that we have. And not only do you have the beauty of where you're going, mm-hmm. but you have the beauty and the service and everything. And they're on Alma Waterways, right, Elizabeth?
Yes. And the Color of Provence on the Rhone in France, it's absolutely, I've done that cruise. And that was my first cruise on the waterways. And it was absolutely beautiful. The food, the culture of France. If you go down to Spain and you do that, the post, or depending on the route, the pre in Barcelona, it's just such a magnificent cruise. You just, again, you're in the heart of Europe. It's such a beautiful place to be. And on the Rhine, Moselle, and Splendors, you get to see so many beautiful countries, France, Luxembourg, Germany, and Switzerland. It's amazing. Both of them are beautiful cruises.
Oh, yeah.
They are beautiful. Now, Crystal, you said something interesting when we first started about the, you know, opportunity to see the back roads of the world, the different things. But guess what they have also?
What?
You have some bicycles on board, don't you? you started that whole process. And guess who provides those? Who are they, Elizabeth?
So we have a partnership with Backroads, mm-hmm. And we're very, very proud of the partnership. And they actually bring their own bikes on board, and they do they charter our ships, and they do excursions with us and have the ship on board. But they have their own people come on board and do provide their service. So we're very, very proud of that partnership. So if anyone's interested in any type of biking experience that's more than the ordinary, Backroads is definitely it. And on the side, we also, Alma Waterways, we have bikes on board as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. So we have something that we've really been focusing on lately is the multi-generational families that come on board and catering to them. And one of the things that we've been doing, aside from making sure that we have a wellness host on board for those that want to make sure to work out and keep a healthy lifestyle, and providing not just one excursion per port, but a variety of them, a menu of excursions, of course, including the price of the cruise. But another thing that we're doing is making sure that we keep the younger, more active cruisers busy with beautiful options like biking. So bikes are provided completely free with a guide, and we give them free excursions to go and experience the beautiful heart of Europe on a bike.
Oh, wow. That sounds incredible.
I know. And we're just about out of time, but I want to ask our listeners to take away a couple things, if they may. Award-winning service. They do treat our clients, anyone who's cruising, like family. Their repeat business is incredible. They start so many new things, but they're very successful in the river cruise industry. And all I can say is, when we hear a client who is coming in and we're talking to them, we give them options. But when we talk about AMA and they make that selection, we know they're in good hands. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to come back with that memory that we talk about of a lifetime, those feelings. So Elizabeth Yanis, Manager of National Accounts for AMA Waterways, thank you so much for bringing it to life today as we cruise down the rivers of the world.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you
so
much.
Have a lovely day.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself.